Hello and welcome to another episode of the Peter Wright's Blog podcast from Peter Wright, contrarian thinker, speaker and writer who believes it's not what happens to you in life but what you do about it that counts. This is a post from October the 10th and it's titled Intense Focus, Is It Internally or Externally Motivated? How do we create an environment and a schedule to help us focus on the most important activities to create success in business and a happy, healthy, and fulfilling life? Schedules, to-do lists, planners, and calendars are all tools that will help us once we get the basics right, but without sufficient motivation to focus and the environment to nurture that focus, they won't work. Before we can create the environment, we have to understand our motivation. Why do we need to focus? What do we want to achieve? That motivation can be external, pulling us to focus our energies on something that needs attention right now, like a very sick child or a tree falling on our house. Events like those concentrate the mind. Solutions must be found urgently. Distractions do not get on our radar. Procrastination is not an issue. Those urgent, serious events are easy to define. A child with a fever, in a hospital bed, a smashed roof, an unsafe house and an entrance blocked by branches. The outcome simple to imagine and believe. Our child fully recovered and back home without any further suffering or complications. The tree removed, our house repaired. I've experienced the desperately sick child, my eldest son as a toddler, going into convulsions in my wife's arms on the way to hospital. Specialists shaking their heads, uncertain of the problem, not sounding optimistic. Eventually, discovering it was tick bite fever. An incredibly quick recovery once the correct medication was started. My youngest son, badly burned as a toddler 2 years later. Thankfully, also a full recovery with minimal scarring. I know what it's like to focus on nothing but my children's recovery. Focus is automatic. We do everything we can to remedy the situation as quickly as we can. We take our child to hospital, demand specialist attention if necessary. We call our insurer, find somewhere to spend the night, get quotations for removing the tree and repairing the house. We select contractors to do the work. In both cases, we do all that is necessary as soon as we possibly can. We don't put it on a tomorrow's to-do list or fit it into next week's schedule. We change or abandon next week's schedule so that we can focus on finding the best care for our child or getting our house repaired. We don't put it off while we check emails or update Facebook. Single-minded determination to get results. Pure, undiluted focus. Critical events in our business or professional life, losing a major client, for example, can also pull us into focus very sharply. However, that tends to be because we have not been focusing on the right things before. Now we have to react to events. In most cases, if we had been focusing on the most important things, we would have had a plan to handle the situation. We would be proactive, not reactive. How can we motivate ourselves to apply that same intense focus to less urgent and less discreet issues? How do we push ourselves into focus without the pull effect of the dramatically urgent cases like a sick child or damaged house? Urgency is a major motivator. We will tend to focus on anything urgent, whether it is important or not. In an earlier post, and there's a link in this post, I wrote about the importance of goals and the why of your mission. If you are not committed to why you are doing something, it's very difficult to focus on the steps to do it. If you have the why, what, and who clearly worked out, you're committed to your mission and determined to achieve your goals. The next major obstacles to focus are distractions and procrastination. Two sides of the same coin. Unlike some other writers, I'm not convinced that all procrastination is mainly due to fear of taking the next step, fear of taking unfamiliar action, or fear of failure. It can be any or all of those. But frequently, it's simply a result of distractions, failure to prioritize, bad habits, and plain inertia. One of the keys to being able to focus on important but not urgent activities is to insulate yourself from distractions. That may include physically insulating yourself by working in a place without phones or internet access for a certain period each day, or even going away to a cottage for a few days by getting up an hour earlier each day to work on an important project before the day's distractions can reach you. The next post will look at more ideas for removing distractions and using schedules to help you focus. Before that, think of periods in your life when major events forced you to focus exclusively on solving one challenge or overcoming one obstacle. Were distractions a factor then? Hop onto the blog, peterwrightsblog.com, to share your thoughts by leaving a comment. Bye for now.